What's up, everyone? Happy Monday. I pray you all are off to a great week. I literally can't believe that this is the first Monday of March. Like, I feel like this year is flying by, but I'm so excited because we are officially back with season, not one, but season two of the podcast. And God has some amazing things in store. So I just can't wait for us all to experience this together. Now, for those who are new to the podcast, I want to officially welcome you and just thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. My name is Tierra, but you can call me T, TT, TJ, sis, whatever, you know, as long as it's respectful. And I'll be serving as your accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you don't know what an accountability partner is simply just someone who helps you keep a commitment, i.e. my foot is on your neck. My foot is on your neck. I'll be holding you accountable and motivating you to stay committed to your goals. And whether it's business or personal goals, my number one mission with this podcast is to ensure that you have the tools, resources, and support necessary to fulfill your God-given purpose and receive all the blessings that He has for you. So each week, I'll be covering a specific topic related to life, faith, and or business. Then in each episode, I'll provide you with both tangible and biblical strategies because the Bible is important. Both tangible and biblical strategies that you can implement that's related to the topic being covered. And I have to say it, one of my favorite things about this podcast is that there's always a plan of action. I don't know about you, but I do not like when people just cover a topic and don't tell me like, okay, what am I supposed to do next? Like, help me. I need help. I don't want to just know about something. I need to know how to do it. The plans, the actions, whatever is in place, I need help. And so at the end of each episode and throughout each episode, I provide you with a list of action items and next steps for you to complete that'll help align you and push you closer to achieving your goals. Now, last season, we had so much fun. Thank you for all the support that I received from all the listeners. It was great. We focused on a variety of different topics, including tackling imposter syndrome, managing relationships, how to launch a podcast, business, etc. And we had some really, really great guests. Shout out to Lisa, shout out to Mom, Tash, and all the other guests we have. So if you haven't caught those episodes, I definitely recommend you taking the time to listen. Also, since we're here, please take the time to subscribe and rate us so that this podcast can grow and be able to impact more lives. Okay, now that that's covered, hi, beautiful people. I hope you all have had a great start to the new year. You know, I always toil with when to actually launch this podcast. You know, if it, like should it be in the first of the year or even in December? Like, if it were up to me, I probably would have launched in January. However, I really feel like God really wanted me, and I don't know if y'all felt like this as well, but I really feel like He wanted us to just take the time, seek His face, fast, pray, and allow Him to just give us, you know, some strategies for the current season that we're in. And you know, plus I feel like January is the time where, you know, everyone's already motivated. They already know, like, they have their New Year's resolutions, they're going to the gym, they're establishing, you know, their habits. But you know, around the March time, that's when you notice people start to fall off track. Like, that person who you saw consistently and fervently working out in the gym, you know, maybe instead of seeing them 5 times a week, you now see them once a week, or you may not even see them at all. And people start to get lazy, and some people even get discouraged. So I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to make sure that you maintain that momentum. And I'm here to make sure that you keep your foot in the gas, because we do not have any time to waste. There are goals we need to accomplish, lives that need to be impacted, and money, always money to be made. And I don't know about you, but your girl is trying to be where all of the money resides, not just a little bit. I'm trying to be where all the money resides. So procrastination, quitting, none of that is an option. And so we are here, we're back with this podcast, and we gotta get to it. Now, for today's episode, I simply just want to share a word God gave me concerning the focus and goal for 2022. Now, every year in December, I take some time to ask God for His instruction and strategy for the new year. And as I was praying, literally, during the last week of 2021, God told me that this will be the year of extreme progress, and not just any old type of progress, but tangible progress, progress that will be evident, meaning you will actually be able to see and experience it. Now, disclaimer, whenever God, you know, talks to me, my first response is like, okay, let me do a little bit of research, because sometimes it sounds good, but it really don't be good, and you got to do extra work, and I don't agree with it. But anyways, let me just do my due diligence and do my research so I can really understand what it is that he's saying. So I went and started doing some digging. I looked up the dictionary, definition of progress. And according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, progress means 1, forward or onward movement towards a destination. 2, advancement or development toward a better, more complete, or more modern condition. And 3, growth. So now you hear those things like grow, advance, onward movement, forward. And so I'm like, okay, I can get a little bit excited now. But then, you know, I'm also thinking in the back of my head, like, Lord, let me just, like, if this is really the way that you're on, I need some type of confirmation. And of course, God being God, and really wanted to make sure that I knew without a shadow of a doubt that this season I'll be walking in tangible progress, he confirmed it. During my church's New Year's Eve service, and shout out to the greatest church on this planet, Kingdom Full Tabernacle, my apostle Dominic Osei stood at the podium and declared that this will be the year of multiple open doors and increase. And a synonym for increase and growth, is growth. And what is it that we just read before? A synonym for growth is progress. And so that was literally all I needed to hear. And so in that moment, I came into agreement with that word. And I believe that not just me, but every single person listening to this podcast will indeed experience the year of tangible progress. Not only will you grow spiritually, but you will progress and grow in your businesses, your careers, relationships, health, finances, wisdom, intellect, favor, all of that, all of the above, every single area of your life that you want to experience progress, you will experience it. And know that because God gave us this word, he will ensure that it will come to pass by any means necessary. And that literally just makes me think of that scripture that says, you know, my word that go forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. You're that thing. He's going to make sure you prosper. And I think that was some in Isaiah. I don't remember. So I really want you to take the time and to clear over yourself the areas of your life that you will experience progress this year, whether it's you want to see progress in your career, or you want to see progress in your fitness, or you want to be married. Really take the time to write down those key areas. And I believe that God will do his part and show up and show out on your behalf. All right, now that we have the word, we understand that this is going to be the year of tangible progress. What do we do next? How can we ensure that we will experience progress this year? What are some things that we'll have to do in order to ensure that this word becomes our reality? And so as I was thinking about this, Holy Spirit, shout out to Holy Spirit, bro. That's the big dog. As I was thinking about this, Holy Spirit led me to this scripture, and it's 4:12-16, and it's the New King James Version. It says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all, Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you." Now, as I read this, the verses that immediately stood out to me were verses 13 through 15. So let me just go back and reread it. It says 13. "Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all." And so I go back up to verse 13, and we're going to dissect this really quickly. It says, Till I come, give your attention to reading. Now, what does that mean? It simply means study. Now, you don't need to just study the Bible. While the Bible is important, please make a priority to study that. But don't just study the Bible. Also study books concerning your business, concerning your relationships, concerning fitness. Make it a priority to study and throw yourself into those areas and those topics that you really want to see that tangible progress in. And then next it says, till I come, give attention to reading and to exhortation. Now, exhortation is simply encouragement. And I read in another version, it says that be faithful and encourage yourself through prayer. Now, we need to make it a point to not neglect prayer. This is not the season to have a lazy prayer life. If you're someone who doesn't know what prayer is, it's simply just a conversation between you and God. And I know in Matthew 6:5-15, Jesus gives an example and teaches us how to pray. And that's where you get the Our Father's prayer, which says like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the one thing I want to make sure that I know is that praying is not one-sided. It's a two-way conversation. And by that, I mean, it's not just you talking at God, but you're allowing God, his word, and the promises that he's spoken over your life to pour into you and to encourage you. And I think that even goes back to my earlier point, which was study. You'll only know God's promises for your life as his son, as his daughter, whom he loves, if you read the Bible. So do not neglect studying. Do not neglect prayer. Really and truly make it a priority to schedule time to talk to God. All right, next it says, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Now, doctrine is simply God's instruction. It's his principles. It's his commandments, i.e. obey what it is that he's saying. And I can't emphasize enough how important obedience is, especially in this season. The one thing that can truly hinder us from experiencing God's blessings is disobedience. So this is the time to get serious and commit to following God, his instructions. And I promise you, he'll blow your mind, for there's so many blessings and favor on those who just simply do what he says. And so with that being said, make a commitment to be all in, be fully sold out for the big homie, and just watch and blow your mind. And then the next verse, it says, do not neglect the gift that is in you. What is it? Like, this is so self-explanatory. What are the gifts that he's given you? Are you stewarding those gifts well? If God gave you the gift to teach, are you making it a priority to teach? Have you drafted the curriculum? Or if God gave you the gift to write, have you started the blog, or have you begun even writing the book? Whatever gift God has given us, we need to make sure that we aren't neglecting them and are working to enhance and grow in them. Now, I know that one of the things some people, and even myself, I'll be honest, struggle with is comparison. Like, God, I know you've given me the ability and the gift to dance, but I'm not good as that choreographer that I saw choreograph make the Stallion's body, yada, yada dance. Or I'm not as good as, or I'm really good at, you know, doing people's hair, but I don't think I'd get as many clients as, you know, those Instagram famous hairstylists that I see on the Shade Room doing all these people's hair. Anyone can do what I do. Now, that is completely and utterly the wrong mindset. It is not true. It is not factual. God has placed a unique gift in each and every one of us. And even if there are other people in the fields and industry God's called us to, those people can't do what you do like you can do what you do. And I'm going to say that again because that touched my soul, okay? Those people can't do what you do like you do what you do. There is something very specific that only you possess that is needed to impact specifically those who encounter your gifts. And so this is not the time to be sulking in your feelings and be constantly comparing your journey step one to someone step 35. No. Steward what it is that God has told you, that God has given you, and allow him to do the rest. And remind yourself that, you know what, I'm unique, God. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I know that there is a purpose, that God has a purpose and a plan over my life. And I'm going to be used and impactful in the gifts and what he's given me so that lives are changed, people are saved, and we all can grow, get rich. All right, next. because now y'all just got me on a tangent. It says, next, it says, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. Now, I'm just going to read that again because that just blessed my soul. It says, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them that your progress may be evident to all. Meditate on these things. Simply keep these instructions at the forefront of your mind. Remind yourself of them daily and make sure that they're included in your daily and weekly routine. Y'all, we all want to experience progress. Yes, I know you wanna get rich, you wanna get married, you wanna have more money, but as I just listed out, it's all going to take work. We need to study, we need to pray, we need to move, we need to meditate. And I believe that truly, as we work and as we stay committed and disciplined, God will keep his end of the bargain and cause supernatural growth and progress in the areas that we'll steward. And so as you're working, as you know, you're putting these things to work, I want you to keep this scripture at the front of your mind. And it's Amos 9, 13 through 15. And this is the Message version that I'm reading from. It says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Ooh, excuse me. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. Hello, okay? They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables, and I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so. You guys, this is God's promise. If we do the work and we stay the course, this will be our testimony. And I don't know about you, but I'm trying to experience blessings all 2022 and beyond. So this is not the time to delay. It's not the time to procrastinate. We really got to make sure that we get to work. So with that being said, you already know, like I said before, I'm your accountability partner, and I will never, ever let you go or leave this episode without giving you some sort of action item. So over the next 2 weeks, and for context, I'm going to be posting an episode every other Monday, you know, that way you actually have time to implement the strategies that I actually provide. So next steps, I want you to write out the areas where you want to see progress in this year and declare that indeed it will happen. And I don't care if it's big or small. If you will say that you want to experience progress in cooking, write it down. God's not just concerned about big things. He's concerned about every single detail in your life. So really, whatever it is, write it down and declare that it will happen. Next, attach a scripture to each declaration. For example, one of the areas I'm believing God for is growth in my finances. And so I say, you know what? I declare that I will see financial growth this year. And then I also declare 2 Corinthians 9. I think this is 9 through 11. I'm not sure. But 2 Corinthians 9 through 11, which says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards me, that I have in sufficiency in all things will receive an abundance for every good work. And he who gives seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply every single seed that I sown. Another example, I want to buy a house this year. And so I say, you know what? I declare and I decree that I will buy a home this year. And then I attach Joshua 1 and 11 to it. And Joshua 1 and 11 says, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. And so I want you to, you know, write these declarations out, attach scriptures to it, and then place these things somewhere visible so that you can literally make it a point to meditate on it and declare these declarations out loud, whether it's daily, every other day, weekly. I just want us to get into the habit of saying these things consistently so that these declarations become ingrained in our heads and our everyday lives. And then lastly, create a schedule that allows you to study. Study so that you can learn, grow, and be fully prepared and equipped to see that tangible progress this year. That is all I have for you this episode, y'all. I'm so excited for what this year will bring. Literally, I'm after just doing this episode, I can already sense that God's about to go above and beyond and do exceedingly and abundantly for us this year. And because he's already doing his part, we have to make sure that we do our part and study and meditate and just get to work. The one thing I will say, and that is so critical, and that essentially will be the theme for this season, is we have to be disciplined. And I'll go a little bit deeper into discipline in the next few episodes, but discipline is so critical in this time. So we gotta get aligned, we gotta get serious, and we gotta do it. Like I said, I want to experience blessings. I want us all to experience blessings all year, all, you know, the entire decade. And so there are some things that we have to do in order to do so. And we just got to commit to doing it. I'm committed to it. So I want y'all to commit to it as well, because I want to make sure that y'all don't get left behind. I refuse. I ain't allowing y'all to. Y'all won't be left behind. So we all about to be disciplined. We're all about to be committed, and we're all about to be blessed and get rich, period. With that being said, I love you. I pray you guys have a great week or a week and a half or 2 weeks, whatever. Stay blessed, stay above, and I love you. Peace.